I want sex. Instead of giving, it's taking. That selfish message is not lost on most women who crave affection. They deeply resent their husbands using such an important symbol of care only for the purpose of meeting his need for sex. It gets much worse. Many men don't ever want to be affectionate. They don't think it should be necessary, even when having sex. Let's look in on a hypothetical couple we'll call Brianna and Bruce. There has been tension between them lately because Brianna hasn't responded with much enthusiasm to Bruce's request for sex. As our scene opens, she senses Bruce has that look in his eye again, and she tries to head him off at the pass. "Bruce, let's just relax for a few minutes. Then maybe you can hold my hand, and we can hug. I'm not ready for sex just like that. I need a little affection first." Bruce bristles with a bit of macho impatience and says, "You've known me for years. I'm not the affectionate type, and I'm not going to start now." Does this sound incredible or far-fetched? I hear versions of it regularly in my office. Bruce fails to see the irony of wanting sex but refusing to give his wife affection. A man who growls, "I'm not the affectionate type," while reaching for his wife's body to satisfy his desire for sex, is like a salesman who tries to close the deal by saying, "I'm not the friendly type. Sign here. I've got another appointment waiting." Although they shouldn't have a hard time understanding this simple logic, many men lose track of Harley's first law of marriage. When it comes to sex and affection, you can't have one without the other. Any man can learn to be affectionate. Affection is so important for women that they become confused when their husband doesn't respond in kind. For example, a wife may call her husband at work just to see if he's okay. She'd love to receive such a call from him, but he never calls from work to see how she's doing. Doesn't he care about her? Her husband may care deeply for her, but doesn't express that care because his need for affection has a much lower priority than hers does. When I go on a trip, I often find little notes Joyce has packed among my clothes. She is telling me she loves me, of course, but the notes send another message as well. Joyce would like to get the same little notes from me, and I've tried to leave such notes behind, on her pillow, for example, when I go out of town. My need for affection is not the same as hers, nor is it met in similar ways. I've had to discover these differences and act accordingly. For example, when we walk through a shopping center, it's important to her that we hold hands, something that would not occur to me naturally or automatically. She has encouraged me to take her hand, and I'm glad to do so, because I know she enjoys that, and it says something.